Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Now, it's not going to sound too good because I don't have the band. You follow me? But it went something like this. Everybody loves to go to pageants. And I'm sure you folks will all agree. The girls in this year's senior pageant are as lovely as they can be. I don't really remember. But with the band, I'm pretty good, you know.
That's Fall River's own Lenny Lowprice Kaplan. Back in 1978, he created something called the Miss Senior Sweetheart Pageant. The only requirements for entry?
We only ask for one thing. Number one, be 58 years of age and be alive.
34 years later, the Miss Senior Sweetheart Pageant has become a celebration of life, survival, and enduring beauty. An antidote, if you will, to the sometimes poisonous cult of youth and beauty in American culture that can so quickly leave older women feeling devalued and discarded. The Miss Senior Sweetheart Pageant is the subject of Pretty Old, a documentary being shown at the Boston Jewish Film Festival this weekend. A little earlier today, I spoke with Walter Madison, the film's director, and with Lenny Lowprice Kaplan. Should I be calling you Lenny?
Yes,
Mr.
Absolutely.
Kaplan or
no,
Lowprice?
No, forget the Mr. Kaplan, because in, back in Fall River, if somebody calls me Mr. Kaplan, they either want a ticket fixed, they want me to buy an ad on a program book, or they want a favor of some kind. So just call me Lenny or Lowprice. I'm very well satisfied. Don't worry about my age. I'll accept anything
okay.
at me.
Okay. Well, in that case, Lenny, tell us how the pageant got started.
Well, it started because I became the fundraiser for my Lions Club 1 year. And Lions Clubs a lot of times sell bubble gum and light bulbs and, you know, these different events that they'll run. And I had emceed young pageants when I was younger. And at that stage of my life, I was in my middle 40s, and I felt I didn't belong with the young 18, 19s anymore. And I decided one day, let's run a little old lady pageant. And what I meant by little old ladies in good faith was somebody over the age of 58, 59 years of age.
I'm sure women who are hearing that now are thinking, that doesn't sound old to me at
all. No, it sure isn't old when I look back now. And we went out and we hit all the high-rise apartment houses and the senior centers, and we got together 21 ladies for our first show that following year.
Okay, I have to ask you, though.
Yep.
So when you were knocking door to door and asking these ladies, would you be in a pageant, how did you make the pitch to them?
Great question. I tried to explain it. In the Fall River area, I'm quite well known as Lowprice Lenny because I'm involved in just about everything that takes place there. And they accepted me for who I was. And I said, listen, you sing, you dance, you're a comic. Whatever you can do, you'll do. We got together 21 ladies, but before we got them together, I'm sure every one of those women went to their family and told them what they planned to do. And the remarks came back to me. It was either one of two remarks. Either, what are you, nuts, Grandma? Or, go for it. That was the remarks. And the ones who said, go for it, were thrilled and went for it. The ones who said, what are you, nuts? Went for it anyway because they were going to show their children and grandchildren, who do you think you're talking to at my age? You're telling me I can't do it. And we ended up with 1,400 people in the audience that night.
1,400?
1,400 people in the auditorium that only holds 1,200. I'm saying it now.
My name is Junior Sweeney. I'm from Brighton, Massachusetts, and I'm on my way to Broadway.
I'm 72, and I'll tell you this, it's much better to be looked over than overlooked.
It turned out to be an unbelievable show. Half the time, nobody knew what they were doing, but it was fun, and it was exciting.
And what? And the first year you held the pageant was?
1978, following 2 months after the major blizzard of New England.
The pageant crosses over from Fall River to Summer Sand High.
So that's how Lenny Lowprice Kaplan got the Miss Senior Sweetheart pageant started. Here's how Walter Madison, the director of the documentary Pretty Old, ended up finding Lenny.
So I did some research. I started learning about the world of senior pageants, and I got a hold of Lowprice, and he answered the phone, and he said, you know, Lowprice Kaplan, president of the Miss Senior Sweetheart Beauty Pageant of America / International. How can I help you? And I told him what I was interested in doing, and he said, come on up. And I met him, and there's a scene in the film where we walk into his office, and he took me into his office. And he's got, you know, not only did he have everything from the first pageant until now sort of archived, you know, I saw that this was something that had changed his life.
And this is this marvelous office of mine. I mean, if you can make your way into the office, There's a lot of stories that would come out of this. It's an air in here. So there's a lot of things here and in the boxes that really are great memories. I want to someday give them to my grandsons and say, here, read this over. You'll know what Grandpa was really all about all those years.
Well, let's actually talk about some of these women who participate then. In the Walter, in the film, you really focus on four of them. And one is a woman named Ida White. She's an African-American participant from the Virgin Islands. We've got a little bit of tape from her from the film. And here it is.
I grew up in Harlem. Growing up in New York, it was always about what you couldn't do. I remember when I graduated from junior high school, I wanted to take journalism. And my guidance counselor said, no, you'll never get hired. And I couldn't believe she was saying this. In my mind, I was like, that can't be true. When I was in New York, they wouldn't give me a job as a receptionist. They told me they'd give me a job as a factory worker.
Lenny, tell us a little bit more about Ida.
Oh, Ida's a special lady. Ida was with FEMA for many years and one up near the top of the rung. So what she worried about as a youngster, as she got older, she proved to herself, and she worked for FEMA for many years. We love her. She loves us. And it's like a family. This is what has happened over the years. Sometimes my mother, may she rest in peace, used to say to me, you treat these women better than you treat me.
Walter, what is it about Ida's story, parts of which Lenny just shared with us, that really stands out in your mind and why you wanted to focus on her?
Ida, like all the women who, you know, are participating in this, and I think who represent a type of woman who's aging in a certain way, is a very strong woman.
Can I just jump in here for a second?
Yeah. 'Cause
I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what you mean by aging in a different way.
So there's a scene where they go and they perform at nursing homes.
You'll look at me and smile. I'll understand. And it'll
And it's a very stark contrast. On one side, you have people who were in these homes and who were maybe less fortunate or sick or sad or depressed. And then these senior sweethearts walk in and they're full of life and color despite, you know, sadness, sickness, death, you know, loss, all these things. But there's this sort of, you know, will to continue.
By the way, this is the bionic woman.
Yeah, that's right.
She has all new joints.
Yeah, two knees, two hips, and this shoulder. And I'm supposed to get this one done, but I'm anemic.
I was doing my ending for my opening number, which I was doing a round-off back handspring into the splits, and I jammed my leg, broke my tibia, tore my meniscus. I had surgery on the 18th of last month, and look at that. I rehabbed as hard and as fast as I could because I wouldn't miss this for the world.
I couldn't keep up with them.
It was a will and a spirit. No, really, and it was. And you can, you know, they're getting on buses. They're performing at nursing homes. They're rehearsing dance routines three, four times a day. They're going to the mayor's office. They're going to, you know, Martha's Vineyard. You know, they're running around. And so when I say aging in a different way, I started learning that, wow, these people aren't giving up. They're continuing to learn. They're continuing to go.
There's another woman that I'd like to talk about and hear about, Frances Christian. And she's, in the film, she's in the last stages of ovarian cancer during the Miss Senior Sweetheart pageant. Can you tell us about her?
Yeah, she was a beautiful lady. She was a tap dancer. She had lost her husband and a few years later met a new guy, loved to dance. And this time when she came back, told us that she's nearing the end. But this could be one of the last things she does, and she shows that in the movie.
It was a real surprise to me when I got cancer, and it was my tap dancing that saved my life. I was teaching a routine that required a lot of twisting, and I would have a sharp pain in my stomach, which I thought was, you know, not quite right. And I had to get a CAT scan and blood work, and of course it did come back in late stages of ovarian cancer.
And anyway, Frances at the end of the movie does pass away. And, you know, to us it was a very sad thing to know that somebody so beautiful could come and say, I've had it, but if I'm going to end my life, I want to end it doing what I'm doing. And that was tap dancing.
Lenny, I have to ask, you were in your 40s when you started
My mother was a little old lady at that time already.
Back in 1978, and in the years and the decades since then, you've, if I can just say it, you've grown old with these ladies.
That's right. I no longer call it my little old lady show, which I did for 12, 15 years with love and affection. But now I realize I'm older than most of them that arrive, and I don't want to be called a little old man by any means.
How old are you?
I'm 82 years of age.
You don't look it, I have to say.
Well, thank you. And I'm still working hard every day and still doing everything I did before.
So does the pageant mean something different to you now in your 80s than it did back when in
Except
the
40s? It's taught me more. It's taught me that you can grow older and still do the things you did when you were younger. Maybe I can't run quite as fast. Maybe I can't jump as high as I used to when I played basketball, but I can still pretty much do everything else. And it's taught us that growing older is not the worst thing in life. And especially, you know, for those of us who've had a pretty good life or have a nice family, we still have a lot to live for.
Walter, you were saying earlier that this making this film really sort of turned notions of beauty in your mind, in part on their heads. Tell me a little bit more about that and how making the film changed you.
Yeah, I mean, it was just that. Both of my grandparents passed away when I was very young, so I didn't spend much time with that generation. So going into it, I wasn't quite sure what to expect, and you know, I learned a lot from all of these people, and especially, you know, just seeing people like, for example, Frances. It struck me as like, wow, why does she want to go do this? She's really dealing with a serious sickness. So I went there and I learned from her, you know, that she, you know, life, you can choose to allow life to move forward in a way that you have much more control over. And that was a big lesson for me. It's like you know, you get dealt certain things. And, you know, she said when she got diagnosed, she says, you know, you hear it, you go into shock, and then you know, you ask yourself, do I want to live or do I want to die? And then if you want to live, okay, what are we going to do? And then you just go and you do that.
Just the fortune from which I'll never roam.
Lenny, I've got to ask because, you know, I'm a 30-something woman myself, and you know, from my perspective, the world we live in is really beauty obsessed. It's really obsessed with youth to a degree that's kind of unhealthy. But what does it mean to the women in the Miss Senior Sweetheart pageant who are, you know, in their 70s and 80s? What does it mean to them to be seen as beautiful?
I think it's proven at the end of the pageant when they come out in their evening gowns. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. You see them during their talent. You see them doing production numbers. You see them as just ordinary people doing these things. But in the second half of the pageant, when they come out made up, beautiful gown on, hair done, face done, they come out walking with a handsome gentleman on their arm. They are beautiful. And you look at them and say, my God, they're back 20, 30 years ago. I'm sure that everybody wants to look beautiful. And, you know, we know when we get older, we're going to have a few wrinkles. We're going to have different color hair and or less hair. But I got to tell you, anybody who sees them come out in their gowns, the second half of the show, people actually go, wow, ooh, look it. They aren't the same lady they were in the first half of the show. Mm-hmm. They're now what they were when they were young, looking beautiful, acting beautiful, and feeling beautiful. And you know what? They are beautiful. And once you hear their stories, this is what makes it all worthwhile.
Well, Lenny Lowprice Kaplan is the creator of Fall River's Miss Senior Sweetheart Pageant. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's been a pleasure.
And Walter Madison, director of the documentary Pretty Old, a pleasure to speak with you as well. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you very much.
The documentary Pretty Old is screening at the Boston Jewish Film Festival this weekend. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org. And that's it for today. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.